your hair, like, you can have multiple porosities on your hair, which just sounds like, why would we do that? Like, can we do one? Because I'm trying to figure out my hair. I know, I feel you, but it is possible. When I was researching, I was like, it is possible for you to have multiple porosities.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode is brought to you by Curls, Kinks, and Culture. I wanted to share with you guys that we, Proud and Curly, are going to be at Curls, Kinks, and Culture Fest. It is on October the 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. It is a pop-up party in the park hosted by Talia Wajid. I'm so excited to announce that Proud and Curly will be there and we'll have our own booth and you guys can experience the podcast in person. You also can meet me and talk with me. I would love to see you guys. I was actually at Curl Fest with a few of some familiar voices, maybe. I don't know if you guys have seen them other than on Instagram, but Amelia and Corey, two of the guests here on this podcast in the early episodes, were with me repping Proud and Curly. We also had on some new Proud and Curly shirts that are going to be coming soon, so stay tuned for that. But on October 5th, Saturday, October 5th, from 11 to 7 p.m., we are going to be at the Curls, Kinks, and Culture Fest, and it's going to be at Historic Fourth Ward in the Skate Park. So it's like right off the Beltline in Atlanta. It's right off the Beltline by the skate park. So it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so much fun. It's outside. They're going to have music, other freebies, food and drinks, and like yoga and stuff. So it sounds super fun. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a whole tent. Also, Corey is going to be there. She's going to have her own tent for Crochet by Kay. If you guys haven't seen any of her crochet pieces, you will see it that day. But definitely come out, come see us, and would love to take a picture with you. Would love to hear your journey. And yeah, I'll see you guys then on October 5th, Curls, Kinks, and Culture. The event is free, so you guys don't have to pay anything to get there. All you have to do is just show up, come say hi, and yeah, I would love to see you guys. All right, let's get into the show. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host. And today we are back with another solo episode. Today we are going to be talking about hair porosity. What is hair porosity? So let's jump right on in. On the last episode, we talked about like all these different hair terminologies and we talked about hair types and how your hair porosity actually affects your hair type. More like it means more to know what your hair porosity is, to know how to deal with products, than your hair type. Unless you have medium hair porosity, then you don't even worry about these things. But today we're going to get into what is hair porosity and what is your hair porosity so that you can know. And then we're going to, you know, we're just going to go in from there. So we're going to start with the float test. I have a little glass back there. We're going to go back and get a close-up view. But basically, the float test is where you take like a strand or a couple of strands. You probably cannot see this, of your hair. I don't have that many strands. This is from my brush, but it's not super clean, so we might do this on a second take. But you're supposed to use like clean hair that you just washed, like your hair you just washed, like whatever like hair that you got from detangling, you can use that to do it. But basically, you want to see if your hair either floats, if it stays in the middle, or if it sinks down to the bottom. So if it floats, that's supposed to mean you have low porosity. If it stays in the middle, that means you have medium porosity. And if it floats all the way to the bottom, that means you have high porosity hair. And then we'll get into what low porosity, medium porosity, and high porosity even mean after we do this float test. But I wanted to try the float test. I don't think I've ever actually done it where, you know, like
I was actually really trying to see and like learn how I can use my hair porosity to know what products to use to like better moisturize my hair. So this time I'm really serious about it. And you guys, I hope you guys are along for the journey. But there is some, you know, like as I was researching about porosity, I found like a lot of people were like, is the float test even accurate? And I was like, oh my God, like that's what my whole video was going to be about, was the float test. So I'm still going to try the float test in this podcast episode. We do have the video version on YouTube. So if you want to see if the hair sinks or floats, you can see how it actually looks on YouTube. And the link is down in the show notes if you're listening to this on your podcast app. But I wanted to try it either way, basically. And we'll see if it works. And then also, you can figure out your hair porosity by just some characteristics of how your hair does with water. So we're going to get into that too. So let's go ahead and do the float test. I have this hair here. Can't really see that, can you? Okay, so this is the hair I have. I'm going to drop it on in to our, into our water. Ready? Alright. So it is not doing anything right now. It's floating like it barely even touched the water. So this is my hair here. And I'm gonna give it a little swirl. So it's still floating right in there. And yeah, it's completely drenched now. So according to this float test, I have low porosity. This is some old hair I had in a brush. See if that makes a difference. So when that new hair, I mean that old hair went in, the new hair fell down. That old hair is dirty though. So, I don't know. Now I'm very confused because the second hair caused the first batch of hair to fall down. So I really don't know anymore. So at first it looked like it was going to be low porosity. Then I put some old hair in there. That one's starting to fall too. It's like in the middle. Oh, wait, hold up. Oh no, it's still at the bottom. Now that old hair that I put in there that was dirty and it had like products on it, it's in the middle right now. So that's kind of what like I found out in my research when I started to research, like, dang it, I can't use the float test to know like what's going on. I've always heard that you're supposed to use clean hair, like hair that you just wash. This was hair that I had from like when I detangled my hair, the first batch, and then the second batch was hair from like this brush that's been sitting here. You know, you have products in your hair and stuff, so it's interesting how it changed the other hair when like all the product particles got into the water. The other hair was just like, oh no, that's heavy. A lot of things that I saw when I was doing my research said that the float test isn't accurate because your scalp actually produces sebum, which is a natural oil that your scalp creates for your hair anyways. It creates sebum, so your hair is already coated in somewhat of an oil when you're just, you know, like in your everyday life. So after you wash your hair, your scalp is making more and more sebum constantly all the time. So that's just a natural oil for your hair. And, you know, sometimes your scalp may create a lot and it may not create a lot if your hair is oily or your hair is dry. On top of just how much oil your scalp naturally produces for your hair follicles, the cuticles in your hair follicles is what allows the oil or the moisture in or out. And that's what we're talking about today with porosity. So really your cuticles are in control of like, we're either going to let the moisture in, or we're going to not let it in, or we're going to let it in and out. So for low porosity, your cuticles don't really allow at first for moisture to come in. It closes it off, but once moisture gets in there, it likes it. So it's like harder for the moisture to get in there, but once the moisture gets in, it stays, and it's hard for it to come out. With high porosity, which is on the opposite end, it allows moisture in as much as you want it, but as much as you allow in, as much as it allows in your cuticles, it allows it right back out. So it's like, you guys want to come in or you want to go out, whatever you want to do. Kind of like, you know, this is a bad example, but kind of like when you're a kid and your mom or somebody be like, you either gonna stay outside or you gonna come inside. So that's kind of like low porosity. Like, you either gonna stay outside or you gonna come inside. We ain't going back and forth. And then you get to that one friend's house that y'all allow in and out the house freely. And you're like, wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. I do weird analogies sometimes, so please forgive me. But I hope that makes sense. And that's why they were saying that this isn't really accurate, because your hair has oils in it. So another way to figure out your hair porosity is by just talking about the characteristics of how your hair does in water. So the three types of hair porosity that we were already talking about is low, medium, and high. We talked about low. Medium is when you don't have any of these problems. You don't have any of those extremes. It's not like you can't get moisture in your hair, and it's not like you can get moisture in your hair, but you can't keep moisture in your hair. Your hair can receive moisture, and it holds some of the moisture, and it lets some of the excess go. So that's medium porosity, and that's like, I think that's some of the people where you see their hair and they're just like, wow, well, what do you use? And it's not about what product you use, it's about their hair porosity. So sometimes, you know, we need to bring it back in and be like, not just because I don't have that hair texture, but maybe I don't have that hair porosity. So what can I use for my hair for me to flourish, you know? That's what we need to think about. But anyways, so another thing, let's go into low porosity and let's go through them, the three characteristics, and start to just see more of what we want to do. I was kind of doing an overview before. So for low porosity, which is what is supposed to be at the top end of your hair, low porosity is when your hair floats in the water test. So my hair did float at the beginning. We did swirl it around. It got completely wet. It was floating. So low porosity is like, does your hair take forever to dry? And yes, this happens to me sometimes. My hair takes forever to dry. If I wet my hair down to get it back into a ponytail like this, at the end of the night, especially if I wet it in the shower and it's like kind of really wet, at the end of the day, my hair will still be wet. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily take long to dry all the time for my hair. So I'm always confused. So now we're going to go into how your hair reacts to water and go more into depth about hair porosity levels, or the hair porosity types, low, medium, and high. So low porosity is when it's challenging to absorb moisture, but easy to retain it once it gets in. You may notice if you have it, your hair takes forever to dry. So if you twist your hair overnight, or if you set it in roller sets or whatever, your hair takes forever to dry. And that's happened to me a lot, especially like a roller set or something like that. I always take out my roller sets too early, like, because I don't want to be under the dryer that long, but my hair is still wet. So I'm always just like, what is going on? Like, I've been under this dryer, my neck's burning, my ears are burnt. Like, it's gotta be dry. Like, my forehead feels like it's getting a tan. It's gotta be dry. But then, of course, you're taking it down. Oh, it wasn't quite dry yet. Okay, get back under. You're like, I was almost done at the salon. I was ready to go. Thought we was about to fluff it out and go, and I was gonna get some breakfast at Chick-fil-A. But no, we're still here. You always miss that breakfast. But anyways, flashbacks. I'm having a flashback, as you can tell. You feel like your hair stays wet a lot. then you may have low porosity hair. It also may be hard to get moisture into your hair, so it may be hard for your hair to absorb different products. So that's mostly low porosity. Sometimes I do feel like I have low porosity. And one other thing is that your hair, like, you can have multiple porosities on your hair, which just sounds like, why? Why would we do that? Like, can we do one? Because I'm trying to figure out my hair. I know, I feel you. But it is possible, when I was researching, I was like, it is possible for you to have multiple porosities on your one scalp of head. So, you know, that could also be a factor. We're going to go into high porosity so you can see the contrasting differences between low and high. With high porosity, your cuticle is raised, your cuticles are open, so moisture is coming in and it is coming out. With low porosity, it's kind of like guarded. So it's like it could come in kind of maybe like this. So if the stuff is coming in, it could come in, but it's hard for it to come out. Imagine this is your hair right here. Like, this is the follicle right here, and this is the cuticle, like, opening, coming off your hair. So it's basically the moisture can come in to your follicle, into the hair follicle, but it's not going to shoot back up and come out. So with high porosity, it's kind of like your cuticle, instead of opening like this, it, like, opens on both ends. So it's open, and it's, like, open in here to let it in, but then it's also open in here to let it out. So it goes like a I don't know if that's how it looks, but that's how I'm imagining it. So for high porosity, your hair easily absorbs moisture and easily lets it back out. So you'll be putting on these creams and these butters you'll be putting on these products on your hair on wash day, and by day two or three, it does not look like you put any moisturizing of anything on your hair. And I feel that all the time. Like, once I put product on my hair, like, by the third or fourth day, it does not look like anything has happened in my head. Can you have low and high porosity? I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. Okay, so this is a good one. If you ever wash your hair and then you notice that it soaks up the water quickly but also feels bone dry within minutes, like while it's completely soaking wet, that is me all the time. Like, I will have be finger kind of like, when I first wash my hair, I put it under the water and I finger detangle, like water wash my hair. So I use whatever gunk is in my hair, kind of like whatever products are in my hair. I let that come out. And as it's coming out, I'm detangling it from the bottom up so that by the time I get to it with the conditioner, it's better. But work your way up to this if you're starting your hair regimen and starting to detangle and finger detangle. Definitely work your way up to this. But I started to notice that I like to do that a little bit. And you don't get fully detangled with that way because you don't have anything helping you get through that. And by the time all the product from your old hair, like your dirty hair, is out, then you don't have nothing to, you know, kind of get through it with. But I use a lot of gels on my hair, so that takes a little minute to come out. But while I'm doing that, once it gets to the point where I can't detangle anymore, my hair, like, strands feel so dry, and it feels like I'm literally going to rip my hair out if I continue. So that's when I stop and I, shampoo my scalp and then use my very nice, good slip conditioner. But before that, you know, I can get through it until it starts to feel that bone dry. At the same time that it feels dry, like my strands of my hair feel dry, it is completely soaking wet at that point. That is when it is completely soaking wet, and I know that my hair is completely wet, but it feels dry. And sometimes I get that too with shampoos. Like, if I use clarifying shampoos a lot, or I use something that gets everything out, my hair feels so dry and like brittle almost. And it's like, hold on, be very careful how you're handling my hair right now, especially if I'm getting my hair washed, like in the salon. You're like, whoop, we didn't got to the point where it's critical right now. Like, don't move the wrong way. Like, don't pull out that small tooth comb because it will all just break for you. That was a good example that made me identify with high porosity. So, you know, right now I'm still on the teeter totters, but from learning those two different perspectives, and also both of my hairs are now at the bottom. A lot of people that did this float test claim that their hair floated. Everyone's hair is going to float. And then all of my hair sunk. So I don't know. And the characteristics for high porosity, especially that bone dry, really, really connected with me. I don't know. What connects with you guys? Do you have any of these problems? And if not, if you don't have any of either or of these problems, if your hair doesn't stay wet forever and you don't have problems with your hair losing all of its moisture after you put it in, then you probably have medium porosity hair. You don't have any problems absorbing or retaining moisture, which is just pure bliss for someone that has those problems. I mean, if you have medium porosity, you probably don't even think about it. But, you know, for medium porosity hair, you kind of just got to see what your hair likes. You probably would more likely want to use like lighter products. And we're going to get into what type of products work for each porosity in next week's episode. We're going to go into the top ingredients and the top kind of products to look for your natural hair based on your hair porosity. So I think that's going to be very helpful because especially for me, like, I would, like, especially once you find a product that was working for you and then months later you go back and you either can't find all of it or you're wanting to try something new, but then you're not understanding why it's not working with your hair, it's probably because you're not taking into the fact about the porosity, because that definitely affects how your hair is going to turn out from each style. That's what we're going to talk about on the next episode, so be sure to subscribe. Hope this video was helpful for you. Hope this episode was helpful for you. And let me know on Instagram, what is your hair porosity based off of this episode? Tag us on your story. Say, I think I have this porosity. Tell me if you're trying this float test. Definitely, I would say try it. But also know the characteristics of each hair porosity type that we just went over in this episode. Also knowing that information is going to help you know what to believe from this water floating test, you know what I mean? So I'm gearing more towards high porosity. I'm feeling like I have high porosity hair. Even just the thing of like your hair being soaking wet and feeling bone dry really resonates with me. And also the fact that I can put in a whole bunch of products on my hair on wash day, but by day three, it looks super dry and it just looks crazy. And you're like, I just put all these products in. And even like, I can even remember years ago when I was first going natural, that was always a problem for me. I was always just like, how many times am I supposed to do this? Cause I was just trying to do my hair once a week, not three times a week. Like, I wasn't trying to do all that. Okay. So basically if you guys are looking for some help in trying to figure out your porosity, go ahead and look in the link down below. I've created a little quiz to kind of go over what we talked about today, but you can use this quiz and figure out your hair porosity in a snap. And then next week we'll talk about the products. All right, see you there. Link is down below. And then last but not least, I wanted to show some appreciation for someone that reached out to me on our Instagram, Proud and Curly. She just commented on one of the photos and said, her handle is KPG_. She says, just listened to my first episode of you guys. So excited. I'm listening to all the episodes now. So I just wanted to shout you guys out. And whoever leaves a comment or comments or tags us on their Instagram stories or tags us on Instagrams or whatever, let us know. Tag or comments on YouTube. We want to shout you guys out. So be sure to comment and let us know what you guys think of the show, because it means so much. And I want to create quality things that are actually helping people. So this really helps me know that it's working and it's helping people. So let us know and we will share the love. So yes, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much again for listening. And yes. So that is all for this episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We're on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play Music, wherever you listen to podcasts, Stitcher. So be sure to go ahead and subscribe to us. We're also on YouTube with this video visual experience. So if you guys like to watch videos more than just listening, you can go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube. But anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week as we talk about what are the top products to use and the top ingredients you should look for your hair based on your hair porosity. So now that we know our hair porosity, we're going to use that information and figure out what products will work best for our hair. So I'm excited about that, and I hope to see you guys next week. Bye.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. And until next week, stay proud and curly.